Success Systems presents an opportunity to change your life, starring you and your dreams. What do you want from life? Nothing is impossible. You have the power of choice. Because the doc day is in to write a prescription to cure what ails you. And now, here he is to make a house call for you, Raphael, the Doctor Love.
Hello, and welcome to the next episode of the Doctor Love Show. I am the Doctor, and today we're going to talk about the mentality of bringing yourself out of lack. By that, I mean, we don't, by default, have a mentality of wealth, empowerment, growth, achievement. We don't also have a mentality of being less than we can be. I believe, personally, that whether you believe you can be one or the other is based on your environment, those thoughts that you bring into your mind and those things that you allow inside of those four walls. If you have a mentality of lack, if you have a mentality that you're not worthy and you can't be or do anything that you want to be, you're going to basically start to live and design your life to follow that thought process. However, if you decide that you are not only worthy, you are committed and you are driven to making yourself become the best you can possibly be, then you, my friend, are well on the way to not only achieving all of that, but bringing those around you with you. Let me explain. If you are a person who has people who surround you and they complain, and they're negative, and they doubt everything around them, and they question everything in a negative connotation, you have the habit to kind of want to fit in. It's human nature. It's okay. However, if you decide to cut off all negative options and begin to surround yourself with people who are really striving, even if they're unsuccessful, they're just trying to do something better, you're going to develop that mentality too. That you want to be something more than just okay. Now, for those people who are out there blowing it up, challenging themselves, challenging those around them to become better, they're living on the edge of their experience. They're living on the edge of possibility. They're creating opportunity for themselves and for those around them. With the economy being in the condition that it is currently, we need more people to embrace the possibility that they can do something to bring about change. Not necessarily on a global scale, not yet at least, but get around some people who are really even giving it thought. What else can I do to become better at what it is that I do? Stop and think about that for a second. If you just give it some thought about whatever I can do, whether it means being more organized, being more structured in what I'm doing, eating right, getting my exercise, participating in the 100-day challenge. You have the ability to build on some successes and really get things going in the right direction for yourself. Because if things aren't happening to you one way or the other, whose responsibility is it to make the changes? I'll ask that again. If things aren't going the way you want them to go, who's responsible for making them happen the way you want them to happen? We all know the answer, but I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about that other person, the other person that kind of struggles from time to time with just getting the regular routine day-to-day things done. I'm talking about that person who lives in the land of lack and frustration, the person who really just needs somebody to believe in them. I know somebody like that. Somebody who has unlimited potential, who has had some bad influences around them. This person has a beautiful spirit. They have the ability to smile and light up a room without saying a word. It's just that the choices that they're making isn't necessarily the best choices for their long-term longevity, financial capacity, or even their educational capacity. It's just a choice that they have made for now. If they decide at any point in time that they want to make different choices, the options are there for them to do that. I often wonder myself, why do people who have so much opportunity, so much possibility, make choices that don't give them the capacity to even touch those opportunities? It amazes me. And it's one of those things that kind of drives me into doing this podcast. It's struggle. It is a confusion that I actually deal with because I want the best for everybody in this world. However, if I want it more than that individual does, there's not much I can do. Each one of us has to really inventory our own possibility and stop and think about, are we educating ourselves? Are we surrounding ourselves with people who have that mentality of empowerment? In a previous episode, I discussed giving away tickets as part of a drawing for the 100 Day Challenge participants. I'm going to change that, effective immediately. I'm going to set up a webpage where if you put in your name and email address, I will email you a ticket to a life-changing event that's going to be taking place the weekend of January 20th in Atlanta, Georgia. This is an event that I went to myself, and it has exponentially changed my life. I would love to give this as a gift to everyone who participates in filling out the form. I want to see you there. I will be there myself, and I'll be more than happy to meet you and share this wonderful experience with you. Once again, that form is going to be set up on RaphaelLove.com. And if you take advantage of this opportunity, I can guarantee that your life will not be the same after this event. That's all for this episode. I look forward to the next episode of the Dr. Love Show.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Love Show. If you want more of the doctor, you can find him in iTunes at RaphaelLove.com. Be sure to give us feedback and let him know what you want to hear more about. He does this show for you, so if you like it, text a friend. And if you don't, let him know so he can fix it up. Here's to achieving all your dreams. The doctor is out.